Again, I greet you to this, our 10th session of the International Conference on Malcolm X, Radical Tradition and a Legacy of Struggle. This is a very important occasion this evening, and we're going to take a minute to dedicate this evening to an important freedom fighter from our struggle, Assata Shakur.
On behalf of the New African People's Organization, I greet you with revolutionary love and the battle cry of the New African nation of Free the Land. The conveners of this conference have resolved that today's session, November 2nd, be dedicated to commemorating the 11th anniversary of the liberation from prison of Assata Shakur. On November 5th, 1979, the National Black Human Rights Coalition organized a march to the United Nations, 5,000 strong, to demand self-determination for the black nation. 3 days before that historic event, a New African Freedom Fighters unit of the Black Liberation Army, with military precision, went into Clinton State Prison in New Jersey and liberated our most prominent political prisoner of war, Assata Shakur, a major victory for our movement. In her message to us, Assata said that Malcolm's dream of land and independence had become her dream. Assata has been given political asylum in Cuba and continues to work in the international arena around the issues of political prisoners and prisoners of war and in the interest of the black nation. We thank the Cuban government for the protection of our sister comrade and the work they have done historically for African people worldwide. It is fitting that we remember not only Assata, but those who liberated her, some who are now political prisoners of war. On this historic day, in the spirit of Malcolm, we should all stand up and give a thunderous applause to those who have given their lives for the liberation of our people and to all political prisoners and prisoners of war. Free the land! Free the land! Free the land! Thank you.
For 9 sessions, we have discussed Malcolm. Some have remembered him with details large and small. Some have sought to explain his being and becoming, his suffering and his rebellion. And some have related him to the experiences we share today in this hellhole of a country, in an ever-increasingly dangerous world. Tonight, we have the first in the 2 central forums of this conference. They are a turning point for us, and I want to explain. Tomorrow we will have a series of sessions on problem areas and rebuilding movements for social transformation or solutions. What's wrong and how we're going to get it straight. Tonight we raise the question, is black liberation possible? Is revolution possible? Are these things actually on our agenda? Of course, in a meeting such as this, in a conference such as this, we might well quickly hear a loud affirmation. Of course, liberation and revolution is on the agenda. Because once we get the feeling, and indeed in a place where Malcolm's spirit has been called, you have been saying yes to these questions since we got here last night. But what is difficult is that if we want to actually and in fact build a revolutionary movement for change, then we must have an analysis that closely and carefully reasons answers to the following questions. What in fact is happening to us? What kind of society do we want to live in? And what is required to destroy what we have and build what we want? What are our immediate steps? Further, we have to deal with the disorientation in theory and ideology that many have, being confused by the recent developments in the world and demoralized and depressed. And we have to deal with the ideological rigor mortis of one kind of fundamentalist orthodoxy or another. So we call this panel tonight, and the one tomorrow, tonight dealing with black liberation and social revolution, USA perspectives, and in the morning, black liberation and social revolution, world perspectives. To have some of our best fighters lead us in a no-holds-barred, straight talk discussion right here in the heart of the USA, in this New York scene, in this imperialist empire, and walking distance to Wall Street. These presentations will be brief, each person speaking for approximately 15 minutes. Of course, we discussed this. And then they will stop in mid-sentence if necessary, so we can have at least some dialogue and debate. And I'm really calling on everyone here to understand that the most important thing, the first thing to do, is to listen. Because then we can gain the much knowledge and wisdom that's here tonight, and the summation of this revolutionary practice of brothers and sisters who put their lives on the line and gone up against the system that oppresses us. Can we unite in this task, brothers and sisters? Let this evening's dialogue then begin.